This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news. The headlines first. Government approves President Ramchandra Pawadil's official visit to Japan from February 1st to 4th. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal reiterates government's priority on robust security arrangement for upcoming House of Representatives elections. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against 20 individuals including the then Vice Chancellor of Rapti Academy of Health Sciences Professor Dr. Sangeeta Singh Bhandari for financial irregularities. And President Trump warns Iran time is running out for nuclear deal as US military builds up in Gulf. Now the news in detail. The government has approved President Ramchandra Pawadil's visit to Japan. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal informed that the Council of Ministers meeting held today decided to grant approval to the delegation led by President Pawadil to participate in the program to be held in Japan to mark the 70th anniversary of the establishment of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations. A delegation led by President Pawadil will participate in a program to be held in Japan from the 1st to the 4th of February. Home Minister Ariyal, who is also the government spokesperson, informed that the meeting decided to increase the ration scale and daily ration amount of the Nepal police with effect from the 13th of February. The Council of Ministers has also decided to make public the report submitted by the Suggestion Committee 2082 on the restructuring of the Nepal Stock Exchange Limited. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal says the government has prioritized a robust security arrangement for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5th. Home Minister Ariyal reiterated that it will... Please listen to this again. Home Minister Ariyal reiterated it while visiting the Election Commission today to gather information regarding the election preparations. The minister also assured that adequate arrangements were put in place for the security of all stakeholders, including voters, political parties, candidates, election employees, and security persons. Home Minister Ariyal added that the ministry is developing a security plan, aligning it with the election schedule. During the meeting, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari expressed gratitude to the government for its collaboration with Election Commission in preparation for the elections. He also said the commission will adopt a firm stance against any elements or activities that violate the constitution, election-related laws, or the election code of conduct. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against 20 individuals including the then Vice-Chancellor of Rapti Academy of Health Sciences in Dang, Professor Dr. Sangeeta Singh Bhandari and the Director of the Medical Equipment Supplier Company, Himalayan Meditech Private Limited. According to a press release issued today by the CIAA spokesperson Suresh Neupane, the case was filed at the Special Court in Kathmandu over allegations of financial irregularities exceeding 73.1 million rupees. The accusation states that a substandard CT scan machine was procured for the academy, resulting in significant financial loss. The CIAA has named Professor Dr. Bhandari, then Registrar Kailas Prasad Dev, Director Dr. Sagar Panthi, the Head of the Radiology Department, Biomedical Engineers, Procurement Section Staff and the Director of Himalayan Meditech Private Limited among the 20 defendants. The Commission has sought recovery of the embezzled amount along with imprisonment and fines for the accused as stated in the press release. Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Gautam Sharma has said that initiatives targeting the health insurance program are underway. Addressing the 30th anniversary of the Shaheed Gangalal National Heart Center in Kathmandu today, the health minister said the government is working on initiatives aimed at further systematizing the health insurance program. According to the minister, doctors prescribing medicines beyond actual necessity and patients making unnecessary claims contributed to the problem, and the government is working to address these issues. Tiger counting has been commenced today in the third block of Chitwan and Parsa National Parks after the counting was completed in two blocks. Senior ecologist Haribhadra Acharya of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation informed that tigers are being counted in Chitwan Parsa by dividing the area into three blocks. After installing the camera, the tiger's movement will be monitored for 15 days and nights. According to the tiger census conducted in 2022, there were 355 tigers in Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The price of gold in the Nepal's market has reached 339,300 rupees per tola, equivalent to 11.66 grams today, setting a historic record. Likewise, the price of silver has also set a new record, reaching 7,505 rupees per tola. According to the Federation of Nepal Gold and Silver Dealers Association on Wednesday, the price of hallmark gold was rather 318,000 rupees per tola. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Donald Trump has warned Iran that time is running out to negotiate a deal on its nuclear program following the steady build-up of U.S. military forces in the Gulf. According to the BBC, the U.S. president said a massive armada was moving quickly with great power, enthusiasm and purpose towards Iran, referring to a large U.S. naval fleet. In response, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said the country's armed forces were ready with their fingers on the trigger to immediately and powerfully respond to any aggression by land or sea. Prime Minister Keir Starmer met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing earlier today, where they agreed a number of deals. The BBC cited PM Starmer as saying the meeting, which lasted 1 hour and 20 minutes, was productive with real concrete outcomes. The Prime Minister said UK citizens will be able to travel visa-free to China for trips under 30 days. He said businesses have been crying out for ways to grow their footprints in China. The change brings the UK in line with countries including France, Germany, Italy, Australia and Japan. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be misty at a few places in the Tarai region, partly cloudy over the high hilly and mountainous regions of Lumbini, Karanli, Sudur Pashchim, Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair over the remaining areas. There is a chance of light snowfall and rainfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government approves President Ramchandra Porwal's official visit to Japan from February 1st to 4th. Home Minister Om Prakash Arya reiterates government's priority on robust security arrangement for upcoming House of Representatives elections. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against 20 individuals including the then Vice Chancellor of Rapti Academy of Health Sciences, Professor Dr. Sangeeta Singh Bhandari for financial irregularities. And President Trump warns Iran time is running out for nuclear deal as US military builds up in Gulf. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.